positive note, there are many lessons learned in the experience of this war that can be used to prevent future wars and maximize peace. After all, the goal should be to avoid ever having to go to war rather than to win a war. And in the health realm, this is especially true. Some of you might not be battling cancer, but my guess is you'd like to steer clear of it. You'd also like to know how to achieve the seemingly intangible goal of health in your life, to maximize your body's peaceful well-being. Much in the way my job enables me to break certain rules to test out new theories about cancer, this book breaks rules with the same intention, to potentially save lives. I have a hunch that just as I've triggered a mix of curiosity, disbelief, wonder, and sometimes anger when I present my ideas to audiences, I'll be doing the same here. But again, it's all for good reason, to prolong your life and help you make every year a better one. Put simply, what you're going to find is unlike what's in any other book you've ever read in the health category, or any category for that matter. It's part manifesto, but it's also part life plan. Take a moment to imagine what it would be like to live robustly to a ripe old age of 100 or more. Then, as if your master switch clicked off, your body just goes kaput. You die peacefully in your sleep after your